This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
Well, it's my debut as a composer. That has to be memorable. I never dreamt that I would actually compose something that would be performed and recorded.
Joseph Horwitz is a cultural historian who's written 10 books exploring the history of classical music in the United States. For decades, he's produced themed concerts and festivals. He was executive director of the Brooklyn Philharmonic in the 1990s, and now he has a chamber orchestra in Washington, D.C. called Post Classical Ensemble, which premiered and recently recorded Hiawatha Melodrama.
There the ancient arrow maker made his arrowheads of sandstone.
I came to this idea half seriously. I had the notion that since Dvorak never succeeded in doing his Hiawatha Cantata, that there was enough pertinent music by Dvorak to create a Hiawatha melodrama. And I put it together years ago and never thought twice about it.
Then Post Classical Ensemble decided to do a Dvorak festival, and Joseph did give this melodrama a second thought.
I took this thing out of a drawer, which is a sketch of a 35-minute melodrama, and thought, what the hell? Let's do it.
This concoction, as Horowitz puts it, is the creation of him and Michael Beckerman, a famous Dvorak scholar who teaches at New York University. It began several years ago as a 9-minute visual presentation. It included the text from the poem that inspired Dvorak, Song of Hiawatha by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
The melodrama is kind of a sequel to that. It's another means of bringing to life this symbiosis between the Song of Hiawatha and the New World Symphony.
The Hiawatha melodrama is a 6-movement story with music and spoken text. The narrator is bass baritone Kevin Days.
You shall hear how Paupokiwis danced at Hiawatha's wedding.
Well, I started with the most obvious alignment. The opening of the scherzo, the New World Symphony, is incontrovertibly inspired by the dance of Paupokiwis at Hiawatha's wedding. You can hear that it's an Indian dance. At least once you're apprised that it's an Indian dance, it'll always sound like an Indian dance to you. It whirls and spins, which is exactly what the dance of Paupokiwis does, as described by Longfellow.
While Dvorak was in America, he challenged American composers to create an American concert idiom that Americans will recognize as their own, using Native American and African American sources. Horowitz explains it was Arthur Farwell who wanted to be the first to take up Dvorak's challenge.
Farwell is more doing what Bartok was trying to do at the same moment in Hungary, which is to capture something as astringent as the indigenous culture and music itself. So that's what you hear when you hear on this CD the Navajo War Dance number 2. And then the world premiere recording of an American choral masterpiece, Farwell's 8-part a cappella version of Pawnee Horses, which is sung in Navajo.
Dvorak and America, a new recording that tells the composer's story while he was in America, how he impacted it, and what impact it had on him.
Dvorak fundamentally changed his style. When I lecture on this topic, will typically sit down at the piano and play the opening of the F major humoresque and ask people to guess the composer. Almost always the guesses are George Gershwin and Scott Joplin. So this proves indisputably that this music sounds American.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.